Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, bless you.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Bob, because, hey, nah, this will get out something.
You know what? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.
So whatever. Ugly team with big back. Hopefully it's not your relative, but I hear that still.
Group chat, the man are talking, you just...
Bro,
there's a... girls in there, because someone gave me a say, Ross, my sister's girl. Like, I'll swear, brother.
No, but listen...
Are you already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me... Can I start off with this, yeah?
Wait, but what thing you talking...
I'm sure you.
Yeah, started in that.
Yeah, sure,
so imagine one of my I'm not even gonna hot him, but basically someone I know, yeah, he works for the authorities. But I didn't know, innit. So he's telling me certain cases, yeah, that he's had to deal with, yeah. And one case he dealt with, yeah. Dan, listen to this. Two youths have broken into a youth's house, yeah, stolen his stuff, yeah, and cut. Cool. They've gone home. They're going through the stuff. They're like cleaning the camera, like cleaning the cameras, cleaning the phones. They go in the laptop now. They find child pornography on the laptop.
What?
So they're like, right, this youth's a weirdo. But if they hand in the laptop to the feds, remember, the youth's gone to the feds as well, saying like, my house got robbed. They're like, okay, cool, fuck it. We robbed his house, but look at his laptop. But the youth who robbed the yard got 12 months suspended sentence, and the youth with child pornography's got 8 years in jail.
Good. Where was this story?
That's mad weird. It's somewhere in London. I just don't know where.
Is it Grove?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
That's how life goes.
But it's in London. That's mad, isn't it?
Pissed.
So, I think that's justice. Yeah, bro. Got to report the wrong.
Justice served.
Well, the next one, the next case, yeah.
But if I was me personally, I would have put a note on the laptop to say, guys.
Yeah, but that could have come from anyone, and they could easily say.
But wait, hold on.
I'll put the brother's address on it and be like,
"Fucking hell,
this laptop came from this address," and then thingy.
Like, if you find child, just for example, yeah, there's no child pornography on my laptop. Disclaimer, innit? Yeah. But if there was, then I'll just say it wasn't mine. As in, it's my laptop, but I don't. It could be a fucking virus. Could be anything.
Yeah, but you know when like sometimes it's like there's too much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, man.
You know, like okay. For example, this is for everyone listening. Yeah, you know like how everyone's in WhatsApp groups and we send videos and blah blah. Yeah. You know, certain videos can get you arrested, but obviously you have to get caught first.
Yeah. I know.
So if you get arrested and they seize your phone, they go through your phone and there's bare videos of like weird shit, you can get charged.
Yeah. Or questioned anyway.
Because yeah, because he was telling me about that. Anyway, no, but there's some where it's like, you can't get questioned if you've got like more than like 8, for example, that you've clearly got these. And then apparently they can tell where it's come from, whether it's WhatsApp or you've downloaded it and all of that, bro. They can tell all that stuff.
Yeah,
you can't tell me this is on WhatsApp. No, you've been downloading this. Because there was another case where the you got arrested and they looked through his phone and he had like 3 videos of animal porn. One... A man getting head from a fish in a bathroom.
A fish?
Yeah. The second one was two
Someone
girls.
Someone threw that in the group. I have to delete that.
See what I'm saying? Two girls.
I have to get banned from the group.
Two girls trying to stuff an octopus up their pussy. Yeah. And then the third one was a man giving head to a horse.
Wait. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So imagine these guys have to sit and watch these videos and think
the horse is throwing me off.
What's wrong with these guys? Now you got to think, why have you got this on your phone?
No, but why is this happening in life?
They've gone to the youth's house for a next offence. Yeah.
Can you get arrested for that though?
No, he's got arrested for something else and they've arrested his phone. They've seized his phone. So they've gone.
What do you think when you're in jail? Hey, what's money there for? So I think it's for a little attempted robbery still. What are you there for? I attempted to murder a dude. What are you there for? Man gave head to a horse. What the fuck is going on there, man?
Bestiality, man. I think he spoke to his head, the guy who he looked at his
mentor.
Superior or whatever, okay. And they've gone, listen, we need to rearrest this guy we need to arrest him for a case, we won't bring him in for questioning or whatever. Yeah. So they've gone to his house to arrest him and they've taken some of his stuff and on his laptop, man's got more videos.
Oh.
So like, nah, there's something wrong with this Donnie, man. We're going to re-arrest him for the original case you've arrested him for. Maybe he's like drugs or whatever. And then we're going to add more on his case.
But can you get arrested for bestiality?
Yes, what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't even know.
It's a case now.
Just having a video?
Yes, not about. I'm not talking about doing it. I'm talking about having the contents on your phone. You can get arrested for it now.
You fill out that room, wait,
man. Let me delete that room, boy.
If anyone sends it to you, delete.
Man, you fill out that room, boy. You get me?
That's just a case,
man. You fill out them horses, room, boy. Fall in love with these horses.
Fall in love with these Jesse's room, boy. Being a pagan, bro.
I don't understand. You're telling me bare things.
Man, you fill out them horses, room, boy.
You know how many men wearing their dead brethren's gums? You know when cases happen where men get clapped and stuff like that?
Yeah? Nah, this is good. I'm leaving, this bro. Is this is ridiculous.
There's bare man out
man
there.
Man are dying, you're wearing his bomber jacket.
Man are out there, bro. Man are out there shining in man's Rolex. And I think in a situation like that, let's say your brethren left some shit with you, your brethren dies or you gets clapped or
I'll
something.
I'll wear
the
Rolex,
like
we're gonna lie.
Yeah?
What's that? What's
that? You had to give that to Man's Marjay. Yeah, or his family,
sell it,
like, bro.
Sell it for what?
I don't know, like,
let me shine in your glory.
What do you mean,
bro?
Sell it?
Depends. I mean, say, early, I don't, if you know what I mean, I can give back to his mum, cool, but if his mum don't know he has the road, give I'm selling that.
Oh, you man,
so we're gonna, I'm gonna go to my boy's mum who never knew he had the Rolly and say this was his Rolly.
I'm not giving it to her.
That's what I just said. I'll send it and give her peas.
I'm gonna rave it. Give her pee.
For me, the only thing
I'll give her pee anyway to say, look, you know what? Sorry for your loss.
But you're on the road to Man's Rolly.
Don't know.
Is it in honor? In honor.
Man's got a wear
like a badge.
I tell you right now, bro, I would haunt you forever, bro. Anytime you put on that,
it's worth it, fam. It's worth it.
And like, I tell you, look at the watch.
What, that's funny, bro.
What, five sleepless nights for Rolly?
That's a five sleepless nights a week.
About waking up. Look at the time. I'll fuck this nigga.
Man says shining. But in a situation like that, unless it's some illegal shit, like if my man left you with, you know, four bricks, you know what I mean? If you were to keep one, sell three, give his mum, you know, profits from three, she don't know the, you know what I mean? She don't know.
Keep all four.
because really and truly, his mum wouldn't have been happy with this.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm not giving you no money.
But I'm saying, bro, you don't give it to his mum, like, you know what I mean? Here's a paper from nowhere.
And the funeral costs or something like that, you know what I mean? You take care of something.
If your mum doesn't know you into that kind of lifestyle.
Exactly. Turn up
with it's not like, I'm not saying man just turn up to the yard with four bricks in the bag. Like, you with 20 bags, the same. Tell your mum break it down. But this is it. You know, one of those ones where, like, you take care of his mom, you know what I mean? Do stuff for her all the time. Like, as a good friend, that's calm.
She might think I'm trying to move to her or something, though.
Nah, bro. Dickhead, like,
fam. Right, put it this way. Out the blue.
If someone knows, no, not out the blue. If you're telling me.
If you're the brethren,
look at your brethren.
I'm the brethren, yeah, but think about this. Me and her have been cool. Sometimes I come around for Sunday dinner. I chill with my man, but there's never been no monetary exchange.
Because the nigga was alive.
Out of the blue.
No, he's dead.
He's dead now.
He's passed away. I hear that.
He was alive before.
You like 20 bags.
So you're carrying on his
bare money. You're going to think, rah.
You're just looking for an excuse to be a scumbag.
What's that? You better just
say, man's going to invite you over for dinner, yeah? Man, break the breakdown.
That's what I said in Valentine's and Mumsy and that.
That's what I'm saying. If I will come around, Mumsy's wearing like a little number.
A little veil.
What's wrong with the bad
dude? I thought you liked me.
You got to take care of man's family, bro. If you have his peas, I'm not saying if you don't have his peas, you go out of your way if you can't afford it. But if you're out there spending man's racks.
All right, so is that the same as if he left a baby mum behind? If he left his baby mum and his kids behind?
Yeah.
You go to the baby mum's yard and give her peas, you think she's going to try and mute you?
You never know, you know?
You definitely never know.
You never know.
Man's moving savage, like Stringer Bell. Remember Stringer Bell was piping man's missus when he was in bed.
Oh, you never know, you know?
Yeah. I know.
Because remember, sometimes emotional.
It's emotional.
You're the next person in line to that attachment.
You're my son's dad.
Man says he's next in line. Man's inherited.
Man's inherited the pump.
You know there's certain cultures, bro.
She's looking at me like, you remind me of
you. You know there's certain cultures, bro, where you inherit your brother's wife and shit when man dies.
Yeah.
That's yours now. That's mad.
If your brother's married a dead to you, you gotta resuscitate, man. I don't want her. You get me? I've gotta make it still.
I'm not gonna lie, geez, it's not gonna happen. We're not even related.
Man, I'm gonna have to allow that,
man. We're not related.
Hey, people been
like, all right.
There's the next one he was telling me about. Some bread broke into this guy's house and smashed the window. Tried to climb in, and as he's climbed in, cut his balls.
He bleed
DNA and all that.
Nah, wait. He's cut his balls, whatever. Done what he's had to do, tried to cut. then I don't know how, or maybe this guy knew his rights or whatever, but he sued them. He sued the yard.
Yeah.
For injuring himself. And he won. Civil court, he won. Yeah.
Look at Tyson.
He broke into a man's yard and he cut himself while breaking in. He sued the yard for injuring himself and he won.
Yeah, but look at Tyson.
The only thing is that guy can still charge him for burglary.
You can get, yeah, but I'm saying if you're going to make more of that, it is what it is. Look at Tyson. Yeah. Mike Tyson. Remember when Mike Tyson had the Tigers?
Yeah.
Remember Mike Tyson had the Tigers he used to keep? Donnie broke in to come steal the Tiger, got mauled by the Tiger and sued Mike Tyson. So for me, it's like, wait. So you know one of those ones? Where if you hadn't broken in, tried to steal it, it wouldn't have bitten you. And yeah, he sued, man.
And he won.
I'm not sure. I think he did, yeah. But in situations like that, it happens all the time.
There was a case when I
used to live in Middlesbrough. Someone, it's a similar case to what Taser said. The person's jumped over the wall, but there's like barbed wire kind of thing. Yeah. Man's cut himself, sued and won. You're like, are you serious? Like, man, if, what business did he have on top of the fucking wall, bro?
Did I tell you, man, the story about the brother I knocked out in Holborn that time?
No. I just dropped that randomly, you know?
No, because I remember because when the police phoned me, they told me something like that. So basically, I was in Holborn now.
Wait, you told me you didn't do it?
Huh? I knocked one out, but... Wait. So I must have been, like, in Farringdon driving towards Holborn.
Is the case closed?
Yeah, case closed, man. It's done. So this is they can't get me on this anyway.
Well, sure.
I'll just deny it and say, all right, let me speak in third person. So somebody was driving, like, Marlon. In Farringdon. Marlon, yeah?
Driving from Farringdon, College.
And then I just pulled out, like, a bike. A brother on a bike is, like... nearly hit his car. So he's beeped. Like, what are you doing? Kept on driving, thought nothing of it. So now, anyway, forget, man's got to Holborn now. And then, you know where the big intersection is in Holborn? There's like Holborn Station on the left, there's McDonald's on the right.
There's like a big yellow grid
in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So I'm chilling in the car now, like, this is like 2007 or something like that. Chilling now. And then playing on the radio.
Well, it's not Marlon no more.
I can't even be bothered no more. Taking too many brain cells, bro. I'm tired, bro. So man, playing with the radio, then my brethren's gone, what's he doing? So I'm thinking, what are you on about? Man's changing the radio. What are you talking about? I look up, bro. This Spanish brother's got a D-lock and he's on top of my bonnet like this. Like hand high in the air. I was in my head, even before I'm going to lose it came out, I was like, I'm going to lose it.
Must did I caramba on man's bonnet, you know?
Bro, he whacked my bonnet. Boom. And you know that, like, on a bike, he tried to ride off. You know that, like, but on a bike.
Pedal bike.
Yeah. You know that.
Man says you had to, you know.
You don't need to get momentum to start going on the bike.
Kick the back wheel.
But I jumped out the car, I chased him, and I just went boom, round the corner. So obviously, you ain't seen it coming, innit? So I've hit him, bang, we're both falling on the floor. Like, in the middle of the cross section in fucking Holborn, yeah? Black brother and Spanish brother. I've whacked him with everything I had.
But I had a genuine force behind me.
But I had no energy left after that punch. I got up like, yeah, let's go, innit? Mama was on the floor, out, cold. I said, shit. Look back at my bedroom, he's half out of the car looking at me like, fuck, what have you done, like? What have you done kind of thing? Bare people running across the road to, like, to this brother's aid. A bus has come and, driven over his bike. Then Bendy, but all I remember is because he was kind of on the bike, so he done a little Usher dance. You know that? I'm the kind of brother. He done that, like, dance on the bike. But I thought he got knocked over first. I'm thinking, shit.
The bus licking him and finishing him.
Then some Spanish man standing in front of my car to stop me from going. I'm like, fuck this, man. I just reversed around and I heard old man was like, stop him. Somebody stop him. Drove off, went to a rave, but my hand was hurting. I remember being in a rave thinking, oh, my hand's dead. Like, I just had ice in the rave and just chilling in the corner.
See, but you're a good thing because you drove off, bro. Remember what I told you, what my brother did in a situation like that, where you drove backwards. My brother drove forwards, but the woman went flying over the bonnet. So you're a better person.
Nah, I knew it. Anyway, so I parked up now, got on my business. Then a week later, my mum's rang me saying, oh, police just rang me, like, looking for you. I'm like, eh?
You know, you sit there thinking, what have I done?
My mum's one of them ones that, like, she'll back it anyway. So she's like, I ain't seen Marvin for a couple of weeks. But if I speak to him, I'll let him know. But she rang me straight away. So I'm panicking now, thinking, what's happened now? Anyway, I'll go to a payphone and put in £2. Yeah, because then I won't even use my mobile number. So I'm like, hi, Marvin speaking. They're like, there was a road traffic accident that happened, blah, blah, blah. A gentleman was in hospital for a couple of days. He woke up, doesn't remember anything about the incident, but we got witnesses that say he hit your car. So you retaliated and hit him. So what we can do is, if you want to charge him for criminal damage, he will charge you for assault. Or if you want to leave it, then we can leave it. I was like, leave it, man. I put the phone down, that's what I thought about, I think to myself, if I wanted to like sue for criminal damage, then he would have done me for
I would have got done.
So
it don't make sense.
Leave
it, bro.
Yeah, leave it, you're not gonna get no peas off that.
I had a dent on my car though. I had a dent on my bonnet though.
Yeah, bro, go get that fixed. What, you'd rather, you know what I mean? Nice.
I left it.
No dent, well, man's in bin.
I left it on the car after that, bro.
Nah, bro.
Give the car character.
Bro, road rage, bro. Situations, mad situations.
Give the car character.
Mad situations happen on the roads. I remember, I was in college at the time. I was driving my brother and AJ's dad's Renault, the Scenics, the kind of bigger ones.
Oh, yeah, literally.
Cab ones.
Yeah, smaller one. You know, there's the big full-size one, and then there's the smaller one, like the smaller version. So it's in between a small Megane and a big one, but it's in between. Cool. Driving, and this car was mad, bro, because it had a code that you put into the car. So with the code, it's not even like numbers. It's got the dots that blink. So what happens, if the code is 9, you hold it down, it blinks 9 times, you let go.
Fuck,
next number's 4, you hold it down, it blinks 4 times.
What was Morse code or something?
Bruv, it was mad, because I used to tell my brethren, if we get into a madness, man's at it. Man's in store them. Store them. So I'm driving through, I don't even want to say, Norbury. Fuck it, I was in Norbury, driving through, and what happened is like, you know when there's mad traffic, and you know these fucking, these pizza delivery guys, on their bikes or whatever, you know when they're going through, you know when they move like dickheads.
The worst driver.
So there's one guy, bro, you know what I mean, like, I can see him coming or whatever. So as he's coming, bro, I moved the car. I moved the car that way. So what I didn't clock was a few cars behind, it was fence. You see what I'm saying?
I was thinking, did they see you move?
Yep. I was thinking, but I got to the corner first. Bruv, when I say I was missing, like, I was missing!
Foot down.
Bruv, I was gone, like, busting side rows, you know what I mean? Parked the car up, jumped in the back, bruv. You know what it was? I was sweating, but I didn't get back. But you know, in a situation like that, bro, I was sweating, bruv.
How'd you explain that? Oh, the car just jerked.
Where's the driver, mate? I don't know, I'm in the back.
Bruv, literally. Yeah,
I got pulled, man. I pulled up outside the rave in that, in Brick Lane. Man was chilling outside the rave. Man had one of them big 7-seaters. Man was sitting far back, you know. Man dropped like 2-3 girls. And man tried to do style and like drive off. I was like, bam. Allow it. this ain't the car. We doing styles in, bruv. Imagine you guys at Heathrow right now doing a fucking airport run.
You know when you want to knock on Johnny's window, bro? I'm going Essex, you know how much?
But man was far back, like, face screwed up, man pulled up, took the girls off.
I said, man tried to wheel spin.
I said, nah, come on, man, allow it, bro.
Man tried wheel spin on that.
Get me? How about the T4, mate? You know what I mean? Fucking joke,
road rage, bruv, it's a mad thing because you can get into the maddest
situations. I've seen the worst road rage. My dad picked me up from school one time, and then we're on the A406 by IKEA. Anyone who knows this junction, this is when you used to be able to drive over and go straight to IKEA, and also from IKEA you used to be able to drive over and go onto Brentford Road. Now they've stopped it because it's mad. It's like a 6-way junction.
Oh,
bare madness. So also the dangerous part was you used to be able to do a U-turn on the motorway. You used to be able to come from one side of the dual carriageway and do a U-turn onto the other side of the dual carriageway and go back. That's what you used to be able to do. So you just wait in the middle. It's like, nah, but I used to be mad.
I need to kill my cousins because of some shit like that.
So then there's some female driver, yeah, and then you're driving a 7-seater and there's a white dude in a Jeep with his family. So I think the woman's indicating to turn right, but she's going right towards IKEA, and the white don wants to do a U-turn. So he's trying to intimidate her.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? And she's just chilling there, whatever. Then he's gone round there, done effing and blinding, and then by the time he's gone in front of her, he's had to wait in the middle anyway because the lights have changed. Bruv, I'm sitting, my car's, and the car I'm with my dad is parked next to the woman's car. Mm. So he's actually pushed through me, like my dad's car, to go to the front. I'm just thinking, what's wrong with this don? Anyway, he stopped in the middle. He's effing and blind out the window. You can hear him. But the woman looked like a boss. She just sat there and she done something like she clicked her fingers twice. But the back doors flew open. 5 Chinese don, they look like triads, came and they're walking in uniform. like in one line.
What's this thingy?
Probably a little mad.
Like Daredevil.
They're walking towards my man's whip, yeah? My man's looking at it. He's trying his hardest to wind up the window. When he's put his hand in, unlock the door, open the door. Bruv, I'm seeing bare hands in the whip. They're weighing him in. And imagine it. He's got his use with him. So he's doing this, but he can't drive because you're going straight into the motorway.
Don't worry, kids. I'm all right.
Close your eyes, Billy.
Bruv, I'm seeing him. Bruv, they're having goals, bruv. He's like, they're tagging the next man. Yeah, you get your five punches in.
But when
next
you have
man,
your use, bruv.
But they're weighing him in.
When you have your use, bruv.
Don't worry about it, kids. I'm all right.
When you have your use, bruv, you have to be on alert. You see, my brother... or whatever, he was driving through, he's with his family, he was with his missus sister, the kids in the car, whatever, so he's driving down, so literally, you know when you're coming down, so it's like the ute man, he's, you know, coming forward in his car or whatever, but you know, like, you know, in the road where someone has to make way for someone else, so literally the other guy's on some mad, you know what I mean, intimidating shit, so he's gotten out the car, so the ute's come out his car and he's walked over to my man's whip, innit, so I think he was coming, you know what I mean, on some aggie. Waited a little bit. Donnie got close to the car. He jumped out the car. And weighed him in, bro. That didn't say nothing. He weighed him in, bro. That said he weighed him. The work. Donnie was like, loud. He weighed him in, bro. He weighed him in. Because the way he was seeing it, bro, he's like, I'm here with my kids.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who's in the car. Yeah. I don't know what Donnie's intentions are. I've not given Donnie a chance to come out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because trust me, bro, anything could happen to you. You let Donnie man go out. You know what I mean?
So it is, you got to control that narrative.
Trust me. Because think about it. He was there. I was like, bro, I'm with my missus and I'm with my kids. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not. I'm not going to put them in.
Yeah, I'm not losing this one.
Killer,
yeah.
Not this one. Yeah. Not even kill, but for him, he was like, I'm not letting Donnie, you know what I mean, pop off.
Donnie, man.
Because the way he's like, the way...
smacking that.
You know, in front of the family, bro.
Yeah, and you know these road guys, the way, man says, the way Donnie approached the car was like, he was, you know what I mean?
You're Megatron. You're just like, Daddy beat up a man today, not on that. Some guy was being rude to Daddy, and Daddy was moving moist.
Because kids know, when you get older, you think, hold on a minute.
That was moist, that day.
1984, my dad got beat up.
No, bro, like, but in the situation he had to comment, it's funny, bro, because he was telling me about another time. Basically, what happened is he reversed, like, basically, like, you reversing, and he must have, like, he nudged one guy that was on his bike. You saw him, like, as you're reversing, he kind of nudged the Donnie or whatever. The bike fell, rah, rah, rah. Cool. He's apologizing to Donnie, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those ones, like, I'll handle the situation. See what I mean? Like, if you need, you know, peas or whatever, Donnie's bike was crashed or whatever, I'll sort that. In road, man says, the Donnie starts hyping. But he's trying to, you know what I mean? Like, relax, why are you hyping? Relax, the Donnie starts hyping. You know what, man's hyping? So he gets vexed now. And he drapes Donnie, bro. Man said Donnie started crying. Man said he had to hug Donnie on road. Bro, you know what you're telling me? Man said he didn't expect the reaction. Because at first, you know when you're being calm. But he was like, he kind of felt like Donnie's
thinking. No, because people don't realise what they're doing until they do it. Like one time I sort of... Been, where was I? I think I was in, not Deptford, like New Crossy, around that area, and I must have like, where was I going? Anyway, that's not really important right now, anyway. So I was fucked up now.
I remember where he's getting
from. It's gone. It's just left me, man, you know what I'm saying? So I was in the car, and I must have like, nodded off. Like, you know like when like, you're chilling, and then you just nod off like quickly. Then one brother,
was the car moving?
No. My car's parked. Then one brother banged my window. Like, bang, loud. And I'm like, what the fuck? So not only have you woke me up, you nearly broke my window. And I've just switched. And I'm like, what are you doing? The man's in my window and he's like, what are you parking here for? What? Bruv, if you know the slap I gave man through the window, yeah? I swear I gave man the dirtiest slap. Bow!
Like, wake up, man.
My man just... put his hand on his face and walked off. I was like, rock. That was easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was weird. Kind of like, what are you
but
doing?
But sometimes you have to set pace and let man
sometimes
know it's
you have
dead.
To set pace.
But like, situations could go wrong, though. Yeah, we were in Luton.
I'm ready for it.
We were in Luton. We're coming from one rave and we're driving back to where we live or whatever. But there's this Corsa, bro, that keeps following us. You know what I mean? Some dead, like, old-shaped Corsa. So, cool, whatever. So, you know, just to see... We're being paranoid or whatever. We've driven past our house and we've gone round the block.
Car's still there,
you know what I mean? So we've slowed down and we parked on the side now. The car stopped at the back. We've jumped out the car on the mad thing. How about it was undies, bro? Like, the way I jumped back in the car.
And John's like, yo, what, man?
Bruv? When the undies came out, I was like, ooh. But what saved us was because our yard, like, it was on our road.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's not like we're going, like, we live right there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I said, bruv, in the way we came out, my brother was explaining, bruv, I'm sorry, you man are driving one dead Corsa. It could have been anyone.
Yeah, it's true,
so though. You know what I'm saying, bruv? You can't be following me around like I'm supposed to know who that is.
I swear I said on one of the podcasts, previous podcasts, about the time when we was getting followed. And then we stopped at the lights and they stopped at the lights. But right beside us. And then they wound down the window and they spat on the our windscreen. This was like 16. Nah, it weren't feds. We didn't know who it was. Oh. We just came out of an estate. And I think they followed us. But we went to go drop. My boy went to go drop his girl there. So it was me. It was five of us. Me, my boy driving, my other two boys and the girl. So we dropped her home.
Spat on your window?
Bub, they've stopped at the lights and they spat on our window.
What estate?
GP.
I knew it. On my life, I just knew it was that estate.
So imagine. So we've driven now. So imagine we're like Collindale, then stop next stop, was it like Burn? I don't know how the order is again, I can't remember, yeah. Anyway, stop at the next light. They've done it again. So I'm like,
man, just got bare phlegm on bare phlegm. You get me?
But imagine the driver
is. And you man ain't popped off.
No, wait. The driver's pretending he can't see it. So I'm like, I'm in the back seat now. I'm like, you man telling me you can't sit here? The driver, oh, it's raining. I'm like, nah. Man's not a dickhead, bro.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Maybe
he knows why they're following. We don't know, innit?
Nah. Okay, so the next lights. Who was in that car?
You see what I'm saying? So the next lights, yeah, we're like, nah, fuck that, man. So my boy winds down the window. Goes, hey, what the fuck are you man doing? Blood, the back window wound down, yeah? And all I saw was a nice snob.
Yeah.
Just poke out the window. And I'm in the back seat. So imagine what I'm seeing is the sauna part just leaning out the window.
Yeah.
And a man from in the whip. What are you saying, cuz?
Light skin.
I didn't even see the
100%.
You. The car just looked black.
100%.
Just saw the snub out.
But just to add on to your situation, you know, dudes are dumb, bro. Like when I say you see with a snub nose, you know when they saw off the thing? You know, like the spray pattern on that.
If you're in the back of the car, bro, anyway, you might lick everyone in your whip too. Yeah. The way certain man saw off the thing, bro. Certain man are just walking around with the handle, bro. The man just got the handle, bro. Certain man don't even.
I would have been in the boot.
All of us saw that, yeah? We just put face forward. We're like, fam. To the driver, bruv, why are you still here? He goes, it's a red light. Are you a dickhead?
Drive,
bruv! The moment I saw that, it would have been wheel spin.
But as soon as it hit yellow, amber, he licked it.
He licked the thing?
He made it seem like he was going straight. You know, last minute, he just turned it right.
Man,
we're blowing down up towards like Kingsbury now. And then the whip's following us, yeah? But it's like they're driving slow. I think they're thinking, ah, dickheads. But they're just slowing down. But we're just nipping. He's doing like 80 in a Citroen. What's the old Citroens, man?
Well, the one that, like, when you turn it on, it goes up at the back. remember that whip? The one we used to turn it on. My teachers have that at school. You turn it on and then
is it hydraulic?
It elevates at the back.
And then you drive off. Disability cars. Where do you have to wheel the wheelchair? Yeah? Where to pop the wheelchairs in the back? Because that's where the tick goes.
This one was on Space Mobile, bro.
Bob, it was, that was mad. Oh, no, I don't know who the youths were.
I do.
If I said I do.
No, but, bro.
The funny thing is, I might know them, but they definitely didn't know who we were. They just fought random youths in the ends.
But like I said, in certain situations, I tell people, there's certain situations you leave alone. We were driving through Acre Lane in Brixton. These are Temp Man days when Temp Man was active. So we're driving through, and in Acre Lane, you're going through, like, the little kind of tunnel thingies.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was Acre Lane, cool, driving through or whatever. And he was walking across like the flats. So you know when man's crossing the road?
Yeah.
So he was crossing the road and then he looked in the car and he's realised that it's guys he doesn't know from the ends or whatever. So he just started strolling in the middle of the road. Man's just casually strolling. You know when a man's just taking his time in the middle of the road? You know what I'm saying? My brother was going to be, bro, the way I grabbed his head. You know what those girls were? Bro, I swear my life, I think the doors even locked themselves, bro. You know, those click, click, you know, on their own. Because I was like, bro, it's probably the last time you would have used that thing, bro. You know, like, that would have been the last time because you're like, it's not worth it. You know, one of those ones where, like, you're not on ends, you're in blocks. You know, one of those ones where, like, you're not out of here yet. So if you start something here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it don't mean no
sense. You know what I'm saying? And man, them times there.
On stuff.
On crud.
My G, it was
so
mad.
Alright, well, that was like story time still. But this is going to be a Valentine's special still.
Valentine's Day is special.
About slapping man, looking at man. Like, we're lovely guys, really, you know.
It's, yeah, 100%, bro. Found the Lord. Jesus Christ.
Found the Lord. Man, feel loud that bad stuff, you get me?
Oh!
So, yeah, Taser put some stuff on Snapchat. I put some stuff on Snapchat. We've got some interesting dilemmas, man. Or questions, whatever. So we're going to go through that.
Yeah, throw those out there, bro.
Do you want me to go first, Taser? You right?
Yeah, go first.
All right, this is the first one. Valentine's topic. Why are men so fearful of commitment? Dodge it at every single angle, and when they find her, in inverted commas, they don't know how to treat her or communicate.
See, man ain't afraid of commitment. Man afraid of committing to you. A lot of women confuse a man who's afraid of committing, and a man's afraid of committing to you. You know what I mean? And this is why, if you notice, that's when girls like, when man treats you like shit, then you see his next thing, and she's thinking, yeah, this girl's gonna get treated like shit. And
nope.
You know what I mean? And she's thinking, raw.
I think that's what hurts some girls as well, that like, when you don't take them seriously.
Yeah, they think you're not a serious guy.
Thinking, how come you're taking that seriously?
You just weren't the one.
But we weren't in that place.
Or you weren't the one.
But we weren't in that place.
The funny thing is with guys, yeah, a lot of them know from the jump whether they're going to take you seriously.
Yeah, sometimes there's a curveball. Sometimes. But for the most part, most guys know what it is from.
If you find out, she linked my man, or she done that, or... You just find out stuff and you think, nah, I'm not really interested. But more time, you don't even tell them that. You just kind of just roll with emotions until she asks you that question. You think, Paddy?
But the only thing is, but sometimes, you know, I do feel like what guys do is wait for bad stuff to come up.
He didn't want to be there. He just needed something to pop up so he could dust.
It's not even that, it's kind of like, man will like be somewhere and be like, yes, it's cool still. But in their heart, they're thinking,
I can't,
but I can. And they're just waiting for that, you know, that envelope that on the news, like, when that breaking news envelope comes in. I've got some breaking news here. There's been some shots fired in Palestine today, and like you're waiting for that.
Is waiting for the man. You're waiting for breaking news. She's a Jersey. Like, yes.
Nah, you're.
Stop falling in love with these Jerseys, really, boy. I wouldn't say, you know what I mean? Like, there are maybe guys who are afraid of commitment, and I think for a lot of people that comes down to, you know what I mean, how you were raised, situations in your life, because I have a lot of friends who have abandonment issues, you know what I mean, from not having their parents in their lives, stuff like that. So stuff like that does affect people, you know what I mean, as they grow older. You know, people that don't want to get too close to people because they're used to being left. You see what I'm saying? So like I said, you never know what it is with a person. So there's no one answer for all guys. Guys are just afraid of commitment.
There's no generic answer.
It depends on who the person is. Also, some people are coming from mad situations.
Also, I feel like there's a lot of guys who aren't really confident within themselves but act as if they are. So when it comes to like communicating with a woman one-on-one, they don't know what to say.
Nope.
Sometimes they start saying what their boys have said or what they've heard people say. Like, that's why I say Twitter, as much as some people say it's just banter, a lot of people take their narrative from Twitter.
Try and live real life.
Someone will tweet something dumb like, I'm not going out with you unless you take me to the Shard, for example. Yeah.
And, some
and now they automatically think they've got to take this thing to the Shard.
Or things start to get taken to the Shard. Like, nah.
This time the thing's never been to the Shard, doesn't even know what the Shard is. Because it's always tweeted. Because everyone keeps tweeting about it. Apparently, that's the place to go to.
But that's what gets on my nerves. Like, them girls want to get taken to places you can't afford.
But my boy phoned me.
If you don't go to someone in the normal, like, don't expect me to take you somewhere.
Exactly. Like,
it was funny. My boy phoned me. Yeah, he goes, why do people keep talking about the Shard? Like, he's not on Twitter and stuff like that. He listens to the podcast, innit? Both ours and a couple others, yeah? He's like, why do people keep going to the Shard? You know, the Shard isn't a restaurant. There's restaurants in the Shard.
Yeah.
So, like, you can go to a restaurant in the Shard and the food's like £10.
But some people are like, the Shard.
You said it's not that deep. There's some restaurants that's expensive restaurants. So why do people start saying, take me Mayfair? It's like, it's kind of like the same thing.
Area. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, they just want to hide people. Take me to Knightsbridge.
One time I went to the Shard, man was, like, made a cocktail. But man cut a lemon. Like, you know that? Like, a full lemon, yeah? Man cut the top of the lemon off, yeah? Threw away the lemon. Man put the lemon zest in the cup. I said, what kind of fucking waste? I'm going to say to him, let me take that home, man.
But that's what you're paying for. It's mine. I paid for that. That's mine, everyone. Bring it.
But man cut the top of the lemon off, bruv. Put the lemon zest in the thing. Threw away the lemon. I said, this is the West.
Sky Gardens.
This is the West.
Sky Gardens.
Yeah.
In Fenchurch Street. Yeah. Skypod, whatever.
It's fucking cold in there, man.
Fuck the cold. I could live with that, bro, because when I was in there, I was sweating because of the price. Imagine. I needed it to get colder. Going over there for my, you know, my brethren's birthday, chilling with him and his missus or whatever. Calm. So, you know, to treat man for his birthday, bought the cocktails. You know what I mean?
We tried to do around.
It's man's birthday, bro. How can you not buy a man drinks on his birthday?
Yeah, but you take man to the bar himself, like, come, let me get you a drink.
It's just three of us. It was just the three of us, no one else. Cool. It's whatever. We're busting jokes with the Donny. He's making the cocktails. Cool, brother. Or whatever. He's made the cocktails, printed off receipt, you know, slid me the receipt, read the receipt, and slid it back. You know what I mean? I looked at the price. You know what I mean? It's £47. You know what I mean? Three cocktails. Like, you know, like, bro, like, when I was like, they're close to 50. You know what I mean? And I was close to 50 quid for three cocktails. So
yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more than that. I thought it'd be more than that.
What's in there?
I thought it'd be £20.
I said, what's in there?
Juice, bro. I've slipped the thing back because I watched you make that. You know what I mean? I saw everything you put in there. You know what I mean? And it didn't add up to £50. And I've looked at it, bro. There was a service charge. But it took you 3 minutes to make this. Yeah. Service charge. That's what up the price.
Them kind of places you're paying for, like that
the service,
the ambiance,
the ambiance of him throwing the lemon away,
bruv.
Yeah. When he threw it in, I couldn't believe it.
But yeah, to add on to what you were saying about guys not being able to speak to women, I have a lot of friends, especially my friends with money. A lot of them men don't know how to speak to women because they don't have to speak to women for the most part. So when they're put in a situation where now they have, because they walk into the place, roly, big whip, big this, so women just come to them. So when they're, you know, when all of that's gone away now and it's time to, you know, to talk,
actually say like, how's your day, babe?
Things like that, yeah.
There was one nice girl, we met at some comedy show. I recognised her for something. I couldn't remember where. And then my boy moved to her. And then when we got outside, he was like, yeah, I got the number. Cool. I was like, oh, shit, all right, cool. I'm going to, you know the ones where you keep a mental note of, in 2 weeks, I'm going to ask you while I go over there. Right, yeah. So then I went to my boy's concert and she was there. I was like, oh, shit. Anyway, I phoned my boy. I said, what happened with her? He goes, oh, don't even chat to her no more. I said, why? It's only been like 2-3 weeks. He goes, oh, one day we was talking for the, she basically spoke to man for the whole day. And then the next day, he messaged him saying, "This can't bother to talk to you no more. Let's just forget about it." And he goes, why? He goes, the whole time he spoke yesterday, he didn't ask me once how my day was. Because he's so used to talking about himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, normally he'll be like, oh, this is what I had to do today. Da-da-da-da. And sometimes some girls just say what they do. Like, for me, this is what I had to do.
She just listened
the whole day. And not once did he go, so, how was your day? She dropped him up. But I rate her for that. That's the girl that knows what she wants.
Yeah, in a sense. But there's still someone who can hold a conversation. So even though he spoke about it, he can hold a conversation. Certain men have the personality, bruv, of that lemon that they threw away at the restaurant, bruv. You know what I mean? Like, literally, certain man, bruv. I've been around certain man. And I've seen when I say I've seen certain man with buff things, and then I've seen them around girls, bruv. And I'm like, how the fuck do you get girls, bruv? Because, you know, a man just frees up. And I was like,
you throw a man in there, throw a man in the deep end.
Bruv, like, you know, I've seen man with buff things, and then I see them around women, like, it's definitely the peace. You know, and man, you know, to the point where it's embarrassing. You know, and you're like, let's move, bruv, before they think.
It's hard sometimes when there's a buff thing. Sometimes, like, we're all guilty of losing composure.
100%.
A little bit, like, as in, like,
no, okay,
you can lose
cool.
composure, but at the end of the day, you need to get back to form.
Yeah, but like, you recompose yourself, yeah, and then you think, hold on a minute, she's still a human being, though.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like a football match. Like, if someone's counterattacking, default, rah, we're in trouble here, boy, let's get in form.
I know, but you know when you look at a man, bro, and a man's
drop 10 yards, like, that corner, mate.
But you know when you're looking at a man, and a man is literally lost.
You need to revert and be like, you know what is my special move here? Banter. Let me hit with that banter still.
But the thing is, you have banter. You have banter, bro. Them man don't. You know, man's just sat there, just rubbing his watch. You know, man's just sitting there, rubbing his watch. Just sitting there.
But the worst thing is, if a girl says this, I don't care. Like, I remember one time a girl, asked my boy, my boy said, for some reason, I think because she's an older woman, he thought he had to start advertising himself. Because when the girl told me his pitch, I was like, Jesus, is that my friend? She's like, what, you didn't know that was his pitch? I said, nah, I've never knew that's how he spoke to women. So she's there telling me, she's telling me about, like, imagine a man, he's going to know who he is. A man is telling the girl, like, what he does, and all she asked her was his name. She's like, oh, my name's this, I do this, I do that, I made this happen. Mad. Do you remember when this happened? Yeah, that was because of me. I'm on like 40K, 40K a year. The girl said 40K a year.
What's that?
I'm on 70. What's your point? You know when man started shaking, man said,
40, after tax. Yeah?
Man said 40 a month. 40 a month,
I was 70 a year. What's your point? He started shuffling. He didn't know what to say after that.
One of our brothers was telling me about how one guy he knows, basically he brought a girl to the rave and she was paying, but he didn't tell the boys he was with her yet because she met him there. So imagine that, like, all of us not go raving and as a girl that I know is coming, but I ain't said nothing to you lot.
Yeah.
So she comes into the rave and then, like, Dan or you might go up to her and be like...
Before you've got there?
Yeah.
No, I'm there, but I've not spoken to her yet because she's just got in.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah.
And what did my man say? My man went up to her and said something like, order a drink. Because something like, because I got money, there's nothing you can't have on that menu. There's something on them lines, yeah? And the girls looked at him like, what? And he's like, yeah, like, man's got it like that, innit? Kind of thing. So
movie like Kevin Hart in that movie, man. The Rockefeller movie. Where man's walked in there. Man's gone in his 2 beers.
Man's bought 2 beers.
The thing's walked over, bro. Man said to the waiter, bro, I didn't order these fucking beers, bro. You know, I ordered 4 bottles of Cristal. We said, you know, I ordered 4 bottles of fucking Cristal. Man's dropped the peas on the floor, bro. I was like, 30,000. It's just money. That's when man's like, you know what I mean? I own this club. You know what I mean? Oh,
and then that's when she goes, like, what half? My cousin owns this.
It's like, okay, I own half. Like, this half.
Then he got over there and then, like, the girl told him and he's like, is that what man are doing now?
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm done, because obviously he's never been there when he's ready to move to girls, but he's like, that's your pitch. Shit.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.
But you forget that's certain men are just sliding in and talking about some babes that eat bumps, you know.
Man, do
that as well. Yeah.
And you find out that's how your bridge is sliding
like
in.
Would you like to ride my face in that?
Bro, but that's do what you're doing. But if you're my bridge and you're like, come on.
No, but do you know when I clock that certain man ain't the same? When a lot of men say, Taser, how do you know her? That's just a friend. Just a friend, yeah? Nah, she could be my friend. I'm like, you don't have no female friends. And you check it deep. Certain men don't have female friends. Like, they don't have human friends. Any girl that remotely shows attention to them, they want to beat. They fuck you up by trying to beat, not beating, or they actually beat.
Do you know what it is? But then I think it's one of them ones where, like, because maybe we do events and stuff, we kind of overstand.
But you haven't always been doing events. No, man was just a person from before.
Yeah, but you could just have friends, though.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, you could just have friends. A girl that you, see.
If you go to college and stuff, naturally you should have...
That's what I'm saying. Some guys don't.
You don't go to all boys like university.
Yeah, but some guys don't know how to socially. Like,
all they were
doing was fighting in college or just thinking that being the clown, the class clown, was funny. You know, when you get older, think the class clown.
But certain men think that's gonna last for life. Certain men were so used to being younger, just getting the shine for just being them. Then men get older, then that doesn't work anymore.
Can't be a class clown at work.
But that's what I'm saying. You can banter, but
no, I'm joking.
But I'm saying.
I know what you mean. But do you know?
Certain men have no personality, bro.
Yeah,
zero.
You know, that's what I say to girls. That, like, I mean, maybe some girls are naive when it comes to guys, because some guys perceive a girl being friendly or polite as, oh, she's on me.
Yeah,
she's on me. That's why girls have to be careful, because if you show the wrong guy a certain signal, he's gonna think it's something else.
And then also,
sometimes girls show you that signal because they want to move to you, but then because you're so used to girls being cool with you and not
don't think
doing
nothing
that,
of it.
Yeah, you don't think
you might miss it sometimes. Yeah. It works both ways. I have a girl saying, but I was putting it on you, like, you didn't know. I was thinking, I thought you were.
But this is it, bro. Most men, you're
and
right.
And then the vice versa, you might move to a girl and then she's like,
just like that. Me, bro. You know how many times I've had to explain to people, you know, especially when you're bridging Nicole's buff or whatever, raw. Like, you know what I mean? Is there something going on? Nah. You sure? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, never. Nah, you know, like, you know when I have to keep saying, like, not even close?
Because to them, they're like,
why not? You know, man's like, why not? I'm like, bro, this is it, bro. Man's like, is that you? Like, no, that's my bridging.
But imagine, yeah, some girls also, this is where some girls flop as well, yeah? They automatically co-sign your bridging because they're cool with you. So they, so because you're the bad, you're the funny one, they all might think your friend's funny as well, and then he gets residual points because of you. But he will never tell you that. She'll never tell him that. But sometimes some guys win like that. But yeah. when they fuck up, they it's automatically come to you and ask you, "Why's your friend like that?" Because they think he handles the situation like where you'd handle the situation. Yeah, yeah. And then when they clock, like, you're not the same. So why is he like that? You're like, wait, hold on a minute. Am I his dad?
You're not like him.
Why don't
you say
like
this
that?
Like I vouch for him.
You see what I'm saying?
Have I got residual points before?
I don't know. You might be the...
No, I'm thinking.
You might be number 9 in your team.
I might be 10.
We did the fourth striker.
I'm more the playmaker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I glide in there. You know what I mean? Like, third man running that.
Say about the CDMs, boy.
Say about the left backs. Left backs are important, but you just...
I got one, yeah.
What's the next one, Taze?
I went on a first date with one guy who ended up spending just over £300 on the date. He got the bill, but the date was a mess. When the least offensive thing he did was ask me to demonstrate giving head with the straw of my drink.
You put down three bills, bro.
Dan's laugh kills me, bro.
Later on, I got a text to go on a date with another guy. No, sorry. And the guy from my first dinner walked into the same bar as my current date. All my male friends started calling me trash and finesse chick, even though I didn't think I did anything wrong. Just wanted to know you guys' opinion.
She didn't do nothing wrong.
Love the podcast, by the way.
And that's why I say to people.
Because you go on a date with somebody doesn't mean you owe them.
I say to people, don't take people on these mad flagrant dates, you know what I mean, and you're going to feel some kind
of way. No, but her boys are the one calling her trash.
Yeah, because like,
so I'm saying, boys, bare man are insecure, you know.
Shit, man. Do you know what I mean?
Live life, man.
This is why I'm not taking a thing. I'm not taking a stranger out on a first date.
I'm not gonna let
it
hurt me.
Dropping
three
bills.
If I took a girl to the shard, for example,
why are you dropping three bills?
I'm not saying it's a problem. Like, you might have three bills to throw away in it. Remember, three bills to one man is not three bills.
Yeah, but if a man don't feel, if he don't feel some kind of way, it is what it is.
Yeah, but the thing is,
just another date.
How do you spend three bills on a date?
I don't know.
As in, like, what? What's that dinner?
This is why I say, yeah, people need to send more content.
The way they're eating that meat, you know what I mean?
That Buckle Junior
moving like Salt Bay, you know?
Yeah, Salt Bay. They're talking about, you know what I mean? The cow that this meat came from is still alive in the kitchen. Life support, you know what I mean? Man said the cows in the kitchen on life support.
This is why I say, yeah, people need to add them context. Is like, if it's a thing where he was doing guy, you see, like, your guy, yeah, that was like, buy anything on the menu, I got this, yeah, and the girl looked at the menu and thought, all right, cool, I've never tried shrimp. I never tried lobster. Let me order that. That's different. But if it's a thing where you were ordering,
that's on you.
Starter, main, appetizer, all of that, and couple drinks, and then the bill came to three bills, and maybe you could afford to pay it, but you just thought, let me order that, and he goes, nah, babes, I got this. Yeah. Then that's different.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of you just, you know, just
buying. Do you know what? I don't think the issue is the price.
She mentioned it. I'm just saying it because she mentioned the price.
Yeah, I don't think the issue is the price. I think the issue is the fact that she's gone on a date with man one, and then man one has seen on another date with a next dude. So I think that's the issue here.
But, you know, they called her
a finesse chick. So obviously the money is the issue. Because if the date was £20, she wouldn't be finesse.
Yeah, but the funny thing, but then it's still a finesse chick if you go on two dates with two guys in 1 week.
I'm dating.
Yeah, it is. But really, truly, can you give date one time?
For what?
That's my point. Like, I put
if date one doesn't work out, it is what it is.
That's my point. Exactly,
what if it did work out and I want to go on another date?
No, it'd be a fucking waste for man.
Waiting for man to do what?
Money for
you. You was on a date. You walked in on the next date. You walked in the same bar I went to on the next date.
But I might not be on a date. I might have just walked in.
Is he on a date as well?
Yeah, he's walked in with the next thing.
Are you sure it says that on there, bruv? Don't try to make up the scenario.
Later on,
yeah.
I got a text to go on another date with a guy.
Yeah.
And the guy from my dinner date walked in the same bar as my current date. Yeah. She didn't say
exactly,
that.
Exactly, see? So yeah, he walked in the bar and she did the next thing.
I feel like she's eating for free.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the finesse thing.
Obviously, live your life, but at the end of the day, what you should have done is told guy one.
Or go to a different location, man.
No, not even that. We should have told guy one.
They came to the same place.
They're in the same place. I'm trying to say.
I think by chance.
What you should have said to the first guy is,
by chance, you know,
it's not. It's not working.
That's where mistakes people make. Yeah, where they don't clear things up.
So you are honestly saying, yeah, that women can't go on a couple dates?
No.
I'm talking about men and women.
The issue is
on Monday. I should really get back to you on Tuesday.
Get back to you.
No, wait. Not on Tuesday.
Three to five working days.
Wait. Let you know. We have a talk and let you know. To be fair, it's not. I don't know if it's gonna work.
No, but she never said
I'm,
it's not.
We're not gonna go on another date again.
She said so the least offensive thing another date. Man did was so. Look, she clearly didn't enjoy the date.
Okay, she didn't enjoy the date. But let's say she thought, yo, my man spent three bills on a date. You know, I might want to go on the next date with him.
That's what I'm saying. Don't leave the door open. Don't leave the door ajar.
Wait, are you being
close? It
close the
door. Close the tin.
So you're saying, yeah, just to clarify for the people listening, yeah, when you're dating, yeah, you go on date A. If date A isn't working out, you can't go on date B.
No. So what's the point? You can go on however many dates.
Close date A.
Why?
Close the man's balance
again.
No, let's say she's going back. She didn't say she's not going back. She just
so why are you dating more than one man then?
Oh, come on, brother. Well, the funny thing is what I'm saying.
Wait,
so you're saying women can't date more than one man?
I'm saying, no, listen, I said, you're not supposed to. People do it, but you're not supposed to.
And Taze, you have a heavy influence on a lot of these girls. So you need to be very careful what you
I'm just saying. I'm saying.
Don't try it,
Taze.
Remember my brethren, I'm not going to say them man there's name, but when they went out with the thing and man told them buy whatever and the woman ordered the bottle of champagne and then the bill came in two bags.
Listen,
the bill came. Listen, it was two bags. It was 2,200. Man said they passed the bill. Around until it got to my next bridging. We had to pay the thing.
2,200. What would you done to the bill? 2,200.
I would have said 1 sec, man.
Yeah, well, you cut.
I would have left.
Bro, you know,
I don't care about you. 100%.
He looked
at the cut.
I'll fight whoever I have to fight to get out of that room.
Man looked at the bill and felt queasy, bro. You know what it was? Motion sickness.
You would have gone. I thought no shit. I would have been there.
Man said she ordered the thing in French. You know, you're looking at a mad sophisticated. Do you know what I mean? Oi, you know you're thinking, yeah? I didn't know she was ordering the two back bottle of wine.
Oh, no, you see the dilemmas, yeah? We're focusing on relationship related ones.
No, yeah. whatever comes up, but it doesn't matter.
The relationship ones are dope, bro. But I see some good ones in there.
Yeah, yeah, all right, cool.
But Taze, to finish off what you were saying, yeah? People do it, but really and truly, in hindsight, you're not supposed to.
What Mark says is, you women date one guy, stay in your house, don't work. You know, I'm joking.
No way.
Neanderthals. Caveman.
You can date more than one person at a time. But put it this way: if one of
don't spend my peas like that.
If one of those people find out, they're allowed to be pissed.
Don't chop my free bills, bro.
Because if someone can be pissed, you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah. And I say, if you're spending free bills on women, you know, like that, they didn't ask
wrong,
you, bro. That's on you.
Pitch
you
is wrong.
What I mean? I tell men, right, don't
next
cry.
One, yeah? This one's so dumb. Who'd you take out on Valentine's Day? Your baby mum or your girlfriend? You're still fucking both.
Ooh, that's a massive one. Hey,
oh. Nah, but does the BM know you got a girlfriend?
I don't know. That's not context. I don't think she knows.
If your BM knows you have a missus, bro.
Yeah, no, your BM.
If your BM knows you got a missus, yeah, and you're still beating your BM, she's taking a piss. That's one.
And that's you shouldn't be.
That's
having,
one.
You shouldn't even have no, had kids
mom,
with
her. Because the girlfriend knows you ain't fucking a baby mum.
No, the guy's thinks. Taking a piss. You mean? Man's not even
They're both far. They're both far. Do you know what I mean?
But
he's talking about he wants to take out both.
Then take out both.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, he can.
That's acting like there's not better hours.
24 hours in a day. Nah, I'm joking. Because people
Valentine's lunch with the babe, mum. And Valentine's dinner with the girlfriend.
The end of the day, you got to take your girlfriend out on Valentine's Day. That's the end.
But babe, mum, my something from seeing is you.
But that's why I'm happy I don't do Valentine's Day, bro.
Neither do I.
Don't have to worry about them things there.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a dumb one. We shouldn't really be entertaining this
that's
one, man.
Bullshit.
Yeah, take your girlfriend though.
Stop cheating, bro. That's the advice I give, man. Stop cheating. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to be telling, man, bro. Stop fucking cheating, bro. And these questions would be easy.
True. Ooh,
man, you feel louder.
This one's funny as well. The podcast is great and it's taught me bare things. I need advice. You know, like realistically, we're like, let's say the age groups of like 14 to 20, 21. We're like their big bros.
And then
essentially,
even older than that.
Marv's like,
so I'm a big brother to someone who's older than me.
Marv's like their dad.
You're saying 21, but I'm saying older than 21. Like even at 20, people 25. Yeah. Man, spitting game to them people. They're 25.
Man is 25, but I hate you still.
Who's 25?
Me.
What?
Shut up, man.
But like,
but I am the youngest one here, for the record.
Yeah, the youngest one, but
for the record, you know,
but for 25 and upwards, like, because people, you're forgetting, there's some people that are like 29 that don't know what the fuck's going on.
Wait, James, when's your birthday? What month is your birthday?
March.
Oh, yeah, you're older than me still. Yeah.
Is man alright? What is this, man?
When's yours?
October.
Man's
you're older
like,
than me too.
what,
it's the 7-Up, man. It's the 7-Up. The bubbly's got to. All right, I need advice. Basically, oh, big man. He's 16, you know. I had a fuck buddy for a couple months.
He's 16.
The world's changed.
This is what I'm saying.
The world's changed.
First and foremost, bro. Messed up having underage sex. That's my first bit of advice.
No.
We don't promote underage sex.
No, but 16. Because
the thing he might be beat, he might be 14.
Jesus Christ.
Double check that.
Or he might be older as well. She's older.
Yeah, the man's getting molested.
Oh, but there's no ages besides him being 16.
Fuck buddy at 16.
So I had a fuck buddy for a couple months and we done
couple
it.
Couple months?
And we done it regular. Bad man. I soon got bored, so I lied to her and told her I had a girlfriend, so I couldn't carry on with it. So I passed it on to one of my boys.
Huh?
Mental. He got close to her and had sex with her. Then she found out that I passed her on, so she got angry and upset, but she's over it.
She's using your brethren,
Couple days later, she tells me she's not satisfied with my boy because he's a shit beat and she prefers me. My question is, should I tell my boy that she's talking shit about him or should I leave it?
No, don't tell him. Them 16-year-old Chris is there.
I said,
just beat the ting and just...
And enjoy
it. Yeah, both of you just keep hitting the ting. That's it.
I've had that as well. Like,
I've had girls obviously say something about people, but it's one of them ones where I just drop it like, do you know what? That's someone I know.
Just leave it.
I can't really facilitate this conversation.
Yeah,
let's just leave it. Isn't it? Like, you've got those views.
I don't entertain them kind of conversations.
I'm not entertaining it. Do you know what I mean?
If you're telling me that my boy is a dead Mac, I'm just gonna laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna laugh in my head, but I've got to show sternness.
Like,
while I'm there, you can't be like, yeah. You can go back to him and say, I told him, and he was laughing.
You got to be like, don't talk shit about my boy, man.
Like, I won't be chilling with my brethren, bro. I'm like, hey, if you got the wicked man, bang, put your hands up, bro. Don't do that.
One girl told one of my boys that his other boy is. Really stinks.
I heard that.
So he's like, how do I tell my boy that?
But you don't.
You can't. What's
going to be in football in the showers? Like, hey, that's a banging goal you scored. Yeah, brother.
But yeah,
you
know what?
the way she's talking, like we share this dick, bruv. Like, you need, bruv, literally.
No, I hear that.
But
imagine
when you use our things, bruv.
It's not just one girl, though.
Imagine when you use our things, clean them.
I don't entertain that.
I wouldn't say entertaining,
no,
but,
no, but me too.
Imagine a girl just tells you that your boy is really stiff. Hey, are you going to question my
hygiene?
You just got to do.
I don't think any chick should be comfortable enough around me, bruv, to be telling me my brother.
No, I hear that.
No, but if you tell my brother's dick stick, what am I going to do with the information?
It's
not
going
to come up nowhere. I'm not going to be close enough to your cock to fit to bother me. It's true, though.
No, but the way you said it sounded
fat. No, fam, I'm nowhere near that. So I don't need to know and I don't need to facilitate this. Like, I'm not interested. Money for loudest information. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't need to know. Let's leave it there.
Man said, bro, something smells. Man said, bro.
You get me?
Man said, bro, something smells funny in here. And this thing's been telling me that, you know, it's none of my business, but.
Next one. Is it okay to spend Valentine's with just a link?
Spend whatever day you want to spend.
Nah. Do you know what it is? It's not. Do you know why it's not?
It's hazy.
Because you're sending signals. That's it. It's all about signals.
But if two is just another day,
did a guy send that or is it a girl?
Guy.
It's signals, cool.
Brother. I said that it's cool. Why?
Sounds like the man there for
because he's not gonna get the blurred lines aren't gonna matter to him.
Yeah, but it's gonna matter to her though.
We're taking a girl.
But I will.
Savage Dan has spoken, boy.
The thing is with girls that you have to avoid stuff, innit?
The certain gestures you just don't do, bro. Okay, for example, I'm even asking Dan this, man. I know what Dan's gonna say. Do you forehead kiss a link?
Forehead kiss a link.
He does.
No,
you might as well say I love you, man.
I'm gonna say yes before I get caught in lying. You know what I'm saying? It's not literally. But my thing is, it's not with me. I'm different with different females. So
do you kiss foreheads? Yes or no?
I said yes. I'm explaining. You can't just let man say yes and not elaborate.
That's it. Nah, you can't elaborate on that.
Why are you kissing foreheads?
Because man knows what they're doing, man. I would have hold her there.
I like getting the head in that.
Wait. Are these people not human beings, bro?
I'm
sick of you, man.
A girl that you know is not going nowhere. She's just there temporarily. You're kissing her forehead.
Of course he is. Why not?
I'm sick of you, man.
What am I saying? This like, fam, you let her put her bum on your forehead. That's what I'm saying.
He's saying, mom, you don't kiss foreheads, now. All
right, next dilemma, yeah.
You might make me sick,
eating
man.
Eating the pubs.
This is all about Valentine's present standards. I was discussing this with my girls. Chocolate and teddy bears, is that acceptable or too basic?
The only unacceptable Valentine's present is pumps, bro. You know what you're thinking? this again. Like, you know, when you come home and your mom just keeps feeding you rice, and you come home for dinner, bro, and it's just rice and rice and more rice. Yeah, like we've been eating this all week.
Nah, this is gluten free though.
Bro, you know when you sit there, bro, like, what are you gonna do with the pumps, bro, that you haven't been doing already? What you're gonna they're gonna go out and buy themselves nice lingerie, yeah, and they put it on for you. I'm gonna go out there, but you know, there's always some stupid shit with holes cut in the back or something. I'm gonna go Calvin Klein.
Or Arsenal
get some boxes.
You don't wear boxes anyway, man.
But Calvin Klein.
He's gonna get a Calvin Klein ribbon. He's gonna get a ribbon.
But yeah, bro, you know, get, bro, literally. True, though, go Calvin Klein. Klein.
Man should do that.
And cut the front
out.
Cut a hole in the front.
Man just wear the ribbon.
Cut a hole in the front, Reboy. And tell her, I got this for you. You know what I mean? Some stupid shit. Because sometimes you're like, what the hell is that? You know what I mean? That's for you. I'm supposed to accept that.
But you know what, see, that's what I think in society now. It's got to a stage where it's all about monetary value and stuff. That's
it's not about monetary value, bruv. Just don't give me pumps. No, you know what I mean?
It is though, because the bottom line is Valentine's Day, it's not your birthday. It's not Christmas, innit? At the end of the day, it's a day that has been made
love
up
to your loved ones.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
So, but for some women, so bruv, it's happy come and get this pump, same pumps you've been getting the whole time, day.
A teddy bear and chocolate, you should be happy with that.
Yeah. That's it. For
it's,
me,
it's a gesture
go
that
get
I'll fall. Yeah, I'm saying, get something to eat. Teddy bear, it's a gesture of like, I love you, babes. Cool. Here you go. But in the moment girls start saying, is that enough? You're thinking, hold on a minute.
Like, wait a minute.
What do you not want? I'm not saying that if someone wants to buy you like a ring or they want to buy jewelry, yeah, cool. I'm not saying them guys are wrong for that. But
don't expect shit.
Don't expect something on Valentine's Day, because the moment you start doing that is when guys start thinking, nah.
Yeah, but why is it always girls that expect stuff like they don't want to cater to their man? Like, don't girls
some
buy
girls
their
buy
man
one
stuff?
Bare shit and they've never bought a man anything.
That's what I'm saying. But in Valentine's Day, is that, all right, so
bring
a
man,
buy me I'm going to buy
shit.
You something. What are you buying me?
Pumps.
This is it.
I got that on Monday.
That's what I'm saying, fam. And that's my thing. You're going to, you know what I mean? So you expect me to do, no one of those ones where you're going to throw a lavish something for her to come and give you the same pumps.
Yeah, little shower.
It's cheeky because the funny thing is, sex is two people, so you're still
bro,
getting
but the thing is, women, bro, some women feel like they're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're out there, bro, knocking the shit out of them walls, bro. But, you know what I mean? She's doing you a favor. You know what I mean? I'm giving you some pumps.
I feel you.
Excuse me? You know what I mean? You pay for the hotel. You know what I mean? And I'll come and collect this pumps. You know what I mean? Pay for the hotel, Rude Boy. But you're not giving me those pumps. Sometimes not even Monday. Like, you had the pumps yesterday.
Had it this morning.
And that's a gift.
But
you know what I mean? Some bare sexy. Nah.
You're not doing what you did now. You're not doing nothing different.
Extracurricular activities, nah. What if she's like spices it up for you?
You should have spiced it up on Monday.
Spiced it up already, bro. I don't want it to be, you know, this is, man, one of the extra special days, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you can savage Dan me today. Happy Savage Dan Day.
Happy Savage Dan Day.
Man's talking about your fam. It's that day. Anything goes today.
That's my day, the 15th. All right, next one. Yeah. Evening.
But it's usually just regular
afternoon,
pumps.
Morning. Yeah. Evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you decide to listen to this. If an ex sends you a whole load of messages at 4 a.m. talking about how much he loves you and appreciates you and was blind to it and wants to fix us, but doesn't follow up with any actions, how much of what he was saying did he mean, or was it because he was drunk? Because I replied saying I need time and space. Is he scared to take his words any further?
Man's giving you space, isn't it?
Man, what's wrong with girl?
Yo, she replied to him saying I need space.
Yeah,
and man's giving you space. And you're saying man hasn't followed up. What do you want? What the fuck is this shit, man? Bruv, a lot of time with girls, you know what girls, one time, yeah, I had
a... I didn't even read that part.
No, because even like what girls do, like one time, what happened to you one time? I must have been seeing a girl, it didn't really work out, and then... Yeah, I was seeing a girl, didn't really work out. Anyway, cut long story short, fast forward maybe 6-7 months, she's got a boyfriend. Not a problem, it's cool. Or she's seeing somebody. Then her cousin... But then I just found out she had a boyfriend just because... Do you know what I mean? Like, just one of the random ones, like... Anyway, then her cousin must have messaged me saying, oh, she misses you. I'm like, what? What do you mean about? But she's got a boyfriend. She's going, yeah, but she doesn't love him.
That's not the girl I told you about to get married.
What do you mean? They said, yeah, that like when you lot didn't work out, she wanted you to fight for her and you didn't. I said, this is bullshit. this is not MMA. This is not judo.
It's not
what
jiu-jitsu.
Am I fighting for you for? Because the funny thing is, like, we had an adult conversation And we both came to a realisation that, do you know what, it's not working, let's go our separate ways. Why not at that time say to me, Marv, I don't want it to end, let's try again. Instead, you agreed and said, yeah, it's cool.
Did she say face, isn't it, pride?
No, but it's nothing to do with pride, because you know when girls say, why didn't you fight for me?
Yeah, because what they want you to do, they want you to...
I'm a gladiator, bro.
Yeah, they want you to turn around. They want you to go home, think about it, turn around and be like, nah, babes, I can't see my life without you. I want you back. And they want the power in their hands, so they make decisions. I'll give you another chance.
But look, some guys do, bro.
Say, yeah, Marvin's all begging, man. Like,
yeah, that's what they want.
But with some things, bro, with some guys, you know, man's chilling, they're like, nah, bro, she's just mad happy. I miss you. You know what I mean? The situation.
I miss you. Go ahead, bro.
And you're going to wait another 4 months. I miss you. And you disappear for another 4 months. Now you fucked up next door the situation because it's Mrs. Mad Distant. And all you said was, I miss you.
Mad. Here's the next one. Bro, please read this out. You better read this out. This is a serious dilemma.
Or else what?
For real, Taser.
Don't read that. Tell that or else what?
That is my boy still. The girl I'm linking doesn't like sucking dick. How am I going to get her to like it?
That's it.
It's all over.
It's all over.
Yeah, I've never found a cure for that.
If Dan hasn't found it, then there's
if
no
you
cure.
Don't, if a girl doesn't want to give her, she doesn't want to give her. That's it.
You can't force her.
But you have got to work out why. Maybe she hasn't watched enough porn. Maybe she, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've got to get into why.
Oh, yeah, maybe she didn't like doing it.
She's eating a banana, you just got to shove it in her face. Yeah, like, oh, hey, Dad, no. Hey, no.
See, all you right. Can do it. See, did you die? But since you didn't die, it works.
Nah, some girls just don't like doing it.
This one, I mean, I can ask it, but I don't know what advice we're going to have. Do you know what I mean? Bro, I'm going to my girl's family to ask her for a hand in marriage. Any advice?
Don't wear fake Gucci loafers. Don't do it.
The funny thing is,
I said don't do it.
No, but the funny thing is, if he's going to ask for a hand in marriage, he must know the family well enough.
Yeah.
If they like him, it's not going to be a problem.
I know, but it's still daunting when you got to ask that question.
Yeah, but you'll know if the.
I don't think it is.
Know to, yeah, exactly.
How long has he been with her? Does it say?
No, it doesn't say. No, but remember the story I told you about the girl who's with the boyfriend for 4 years. They've had family dinners and everything. Yeah. And then they've come to the table one dinner. The bread's had bare dinners at the yard. And then one dinner, she was like, oh, so we're saving for a house. And the dad was like, what house? Together.
Yeah, but that dad was a madman.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying they were together for four years.
But that's what I'm saying. They didn't say nothing before.
Because, yeah, you've seen his face for 4 years.
Yeah, but that's
only now you want to say
that's
something.
That's a mad thing, because if my daughter was going out with somebody I didn't like, you think I'm going to be having bare dinners with him?
For 4 years?
For 4 years. And
I know, but I'm saying
it's a long time ago, bro.
Say, oh, what's going on? I would have said from the first day, hey, don't even come to my house, man.
But I'm saying like he might go for the hand in marriage and be like, Paddy?
Nah, I die, man. I think, like, the thing is, you all know, like, we've all had. That girlfriend's exes, we've all been around their families. You know if you're liked or not. You know already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel, okay, my advice for me, if I was going to say that situation, I'd take the mumsy out first.
I'll take the dad out.
Mumsy out?
Nah, I'll take mumsy first.
I'll take the dad out first.
I'll take mum first. Nah. No, I'll take the mum first and feed the idea into her. Then I'll talk to the dad on a level. I'll take them both at different times. But I'll definitely speak to the mum first.
You can't let them tag team up on, man.
Do you know why? The mum knows when the daughter's ready.
Yeah, but you know...
The dad won't know. The dad will be just sitting there.
Shouldn't he know as well?
That's what I'm saying. Nah, but if you think about it, yeah, who do... Like, if...
No, but some men are very like, yeah. It's my house. Like, it's my thing. So if you talk to the mum first and they find out, there could be a problem.
I reckon you just got to speak to them together.
What is this, bro? Germany? You know what I mean? When Hitler was around.
No, but I'm being serious. No, I'm being serious because... Like,
so what is this, Germany?
If you're going to take out the mum sometimes... Like, if you're doing it like... For me personally, I'll take the dad out. Like, and then be like, yeah, blah blah.
Yeah, talk, do you know talk, what? I think you're right.
Tell the mum anyway.
Do they live together? The parents live together.
Let's
yeah?
say, let's say they together. Do live together.
Do it at the same time. You ain't got to do two different dinners.
To be fair, the dad's going to tell the mum, and the mum will tell the dad, listen, she's not ready, or yeah, she's ready. All I know is that I thought for me, the mum will know whether her daughter's ready to get married.
You need to know when your missus is ready to get married before you go and wait for your.
I think it's the dad's the hardest person because the mum.
I'm not talking about who to convince. I'm talking about who knows.
Normally, the mum is like the one who is the one who it's will have the love the and the love of the daughter. And she'll be like,
Nigeria,
my daughter's
bro.
Happy. I'm happy that you want to go there.
Where I'm not
that,
talking about.
No, I'm just saying, Joey, normally the dad will be the one that's a bit more adversive. Like,
yeah, but we're looking at for two.
I reckon if I want my daughter to get married.
You don't want your daughter to get married?
I would want her to get married.
No, but I'm talking. No, we're not talking about. See, you're not missing my point. We're not talking about whether she wants to get married or not. We're talking about whether this is the right person. If whether your family feels that this is the right person.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
If he wasn't, then you wouldn't have been with my daughter for however long you've been with my daughter.
And also, as well, I think personally, the person who will normally have the most problem with
them getting married
is
the dad.
It's weird, is that the mum has a problem when her sons are going to get married. Because the son is like, that's my boy, he needs to be the right girl. And the dad is like, that's my daughter.
You said an interesting word. You know what I mean? I didn't want to pull man up on it before I Googled it because I was thinking maybe my vocabulary is adversive. Man said adversive. What does that mean?
What did I say adversive? In what context are you using?
You said the dad might be adversive.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think you mean apprehensive still.
No, adversive still. What do you mean?
No word.
Aversive
is a word. You said adversive.
What's the word and what's not a word?
Aversive is a word. You said adversive. Don't worry, Rude Boy. You can go and listen back to this.
It's the same thing, bub.
Because you don't want to hear that word.
It's the same thing, bub. Don't piss man off. What does it mean?
What? I don't know.
What does adversive mean?
It's not a word.
What's the one that you said means?
I have no idea. I just knew that what
well,
the word...
Google it.
I'm Googling apprehensive. I thought that's what you meant.
No, I didn't mean that at all.
Anxious or fearful of something bad or unpleasant is going to happen.
I didn't mean that word.
That's what you meant. Just run with it, bro.
How can you tell me... I know what apprehensive means.
That's what you meant. So what did you mean?
Adversive. If you come up against adversity in life, what happened?
I come up against adversity.
That's what I'm saying.
So what did you mean?
Adversive.
What did you mean?
So adversity, that could be adversive. There you go. There you go. Don't piss man off like man don't know about words, bruv.
So
man's a fucking scholar out here, bruv. Don't piss man off. Bear silence now.
No, aversive is what you say. You said adversive.
You just said the same word.
No, I said, adversive. Yeah. Aversive is what it's a word. Adversive isn't a word.
It's the same thing, man.
There's a D there.
So you're saying the dad could be adverse. The word you're thinking of is adverse.
Bruv, I know what I'm saying, innit?
Bruv, there's no word as adversive.
Take the dad out, innit? Take the fucking dad out, bruv. Let me check road. Man might not be on the ting. Take out the dad, innit? Get him on the ting.
The way man pulled out that word, though, because I was listening and I was like, I've heard some words in my time, but I ain't never heard that one before.
All right, next one, yeah? Yo, Taze, I got a dilemma. I was seeing this girl for a while. We were exclusive for a while. I found out she was crazy and a compulsive liar, so I broke up things with her. Then I slept with a girl she's associated with on my birthday, and then when she found out, she went ballistic and started to spread lies around campus about her being pregnant.
Did I send this in?
Am I wrong for what I did?
Did he start spreading lies?
No, he beat her bridging, and then she started spreading lies about how she's pregnant.
You're both in the wrong,
clearly.
But the brethren gave them the news,
they're not
really
both wrong, you know.
Brethren, bruv. She makes it seem like man went and raped my brethren. The brethren gave them the brethren. Those are two grown.
So the brethren are wrong?
No. Like, at the end of the day, it's in, like,
we're not dating. We're not in a relationship.
Yeah. Like, we just broke up, though. So you beat your ex.
When did he say that they broke up? Like, how soon was it after?
He said, I then slept. However long he hadn't really given a date.
So
if your ex beat your boy, you're fine with that?
I'll be pissed, but at the end of the day,
you're not in the wrong.
Man thinks free to beat whoever.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But in situations like that, it depends on your relationship.
You shouldn't be spreading lies about me.
About your pregnancy.
What are you spreading lies for? But then everyone will find out in time anyway, you're chatting shit. Because you do have your
belly has to grow. Yeah, but sometimes the damage is done. Around campus.
If you're flagrant enough, it won't be.
If you're flagrant enough. You're going to Google flagrant.
No.
You're flig enough, whatever, innit?
All right, next one. Yo, fellas, loving the podcast. Keep it up. I'm going to get straight to the point. My dilemma is I've been seeing this girl for quite a while, and we started off as mates. As time went on, we started to get to know each other better. Our feelings caught up. Long story short, we're in a relationship that's been going on for 6 months, but we've been dating for a year. Everything's all fine, but the problem is my girlfriend is my close friend's sister. Oh. She's always found me attractive, and likewise, so have I. We've been in a secret relationship for now. Only a few people know about us, but she's closer to my sister, and we have been limited from doing certain things like seeing each other frequently or going certain places. Me and her have spoken about it, and she told me that I need to be a man and tell her brother about the situation. I'm afraid of how he's going to react and the friendship being ended. At the same time, I'm tired of hiding in the dark. Please help me.
That's a man. Boy,
bruv, I'm punching man up. Not only not for dating my sister, like, so you've been piping my sister for a year. Mm. Now you want to say some shit. Now you want to say something. My friend, keep that to yourself until you die or I die.
Nah, the thing is, it's mad.
One of us is going to die before that comes up.
With your brethren, like, we all know that as much as we love our brethren, there's certain brethren that you know ain't dating your sister.
If a man hasn't told me, for me,
you're taking her,
I don't care which one of my friends. I don't care which one of my friends.
I know how you are.
Morph,
Not my sister,
it could be a friend that I'm cool with dating my sister, but my thing is, you waited a whole year.
No, but I'm saying that
it's finished.
Yeah, but there's two different tiers that I'm saying. It's kind of like there's certain friends that you know that are like good guys in terms of generally. So if they were to like come to you and say, look, Taze, I'm being serious, like, whatever, I like your sister, then you might be okay. You might be on a vibe of, I know you, not the ideal situation, but bruv, just take us, I mean, know how to act in it because it's my sister.
If a man's waited a year to tell you, bro, man don't know how to act, bro.
It's kind of scummy trying to date a sister. Like, you would have never facilitated that in the first place anyway, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, but I've even beaten her for over a year without letting me know.
For me, that's the wrong move already.
There's no way this can work because if you tell him, he's going to be pissed that you've been beating his sister for a year without him knowing, and he's going to be pissed that you're beating his sister. It's a lose-lose.
But I think he should still tell him.
100% tell him, but it's not going to run.
It's
going to be mad.
You can't keep it a secret for another year.
No, you can't, but it's kind of it's your fault.
Now, yeah, but I think he's admitted his fault. He's tired of hiding in the dark. He's going to admit his fault. You can swing it out, scrap it out, and after you bet, you know what? As long as you keep it. But imagine you swing him and he knocks you out. Relax, man.
I'm not swinging, man. Just, you know what I mean? Not to type him, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Poor man up. You get man dealt with this.
Well, man's just got to do one of them ones where, like, just lie.
See, back in the day, like, this is why people...
Your sister's lying.
This is why people,
just
used to elope.
Just lie and say...
Run away and elope, leave a note behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just lie and say it's starting from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. No, don't say it's starting from now.
A man goes over and he's like, listen, you know what I mean? I'm feeling you. A man says, no.
Yeah, but then the thing is, but at least you've told him, though.
Or you can say, I've been speaking to her for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And I really like her, bro. Would you mind if... Like,
yes,
because he could turn around and say nothing's happened.
Yeah,
we haven't done anything. We've just spoken, but I realized that she's a cool girl, and I want to take it further. But we want your blessing.
And if he says no,
listen. You see, if someone actually hits you up like that, and it's your sister, you can't say no. It will be quite difficult to say no. As in, it might be more beneficial for it to be that.
You can watch, man, and say, yo, fuck him up on site.
Nada. You know, like, I'm saying no in nine different languages.
Imagine you say no to your boy and he's like, listen, I feel really strongly for her. I'm willing to sacrifice our friendship to date your sister. You're not going to say, oh, cool, fuck off him. I'm not your friend no more, but date my sister. And when a man's coming to the yard, he's not checking for you no more and all that. Oh, the sister has to leave the yard and you know where your sister's going.
I'm cool with that, bro, because, like, fuck off.
But you want to come round, you know what I mean? Impress my sister,
You can't impress my sister still.
You know what I mean? Fuck I look like, bro. Hold on, take a gap. Yeah, so this one, you said you don't want me to read it out in it, interracial one. We have to wrap up the people outside.
Yeah, let's wrap up or something else.
Let's do one more, innit?
So you do one more, then we'll just wrap up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, please, hurry
up. How long is it?
Hour 20.
Oh, that's gone.
Small girl, you don't know the thing.
Teaching you, do you think?
If anything, some people say
he lives near my house as well.
Who?
Guy who made that tune.
Oh.
Small girl, you don't know the thing.
Alright, so yeah.
Do you want to do one that's like. No, go on.
Dilemma. So yeah, it's the guy with average P and looks. I'm just trying to be humble. And when I say average, I mean 6 to 7.
We've read that one out.
Anyways, I'm talking to two different girls. They're both feeding me, but one is trying to be abstinent. In 2017, even though her body count is just 2 and the other's history is shady as fuck, what do I do? Do I go for the abstinent one and try and flip it?
I said flip it like it's an investment, you know.
Or just leave both and take my premium banner elsewhere.
Premium back.
Man came out with 2 dead options, you know, like man 2 losses. You know,
I didn't even like any day, but I ain't even gonna be
the abstinence isn't a loss.
It's not a loss at all.
2 body counts. Why that, my G?
but he's not beating, basically, this is what he's trying to say.
He's not beating now. You're beat.
But my thing is, why do you, I don't even want to say
abstinence
this,
means you ain't beating until you're married.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Is that what it means?
Yeah. Not celibacy. Not celibacy. Abstinence, me boy.
Yeah, it's different.
Take your premium banter.
I swear.
Hit the road, Jack.
Man, say go to the bee. Man, say to the nearest bee house.
I text both of them. Yeah, for loud dance.
They drop them both out and get you a thing that's beaten.
do you mind seeing anything wrong with a guy who's got a girl like that and just leaves her then just beats other girls?
Say that again.
A guy that beats other girls.
Yeah,
well, the girl's waiting.
But leaves the abstinent one there.
Yeah, of course.
Waiting. Do I see anything wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm not fucking with her abstinence.
No. What do you mean?
I'm not breaking the seal.
No, but you haven't broken up with her.
Yeah.
We're still seeing her.
But because, you know, because I respect her, you know what I mean? I'm not going to pressure her into doing what she don't want.
You'll fuck other girls.
Yeah. I'm not trying to pressure her into doing.
But that's not the same, though, because she's going to see it as you're taking a piss.
Oh, yeah, please. Who's going to tell her?
I think there's something wrong with it, but.
And there's definitely something wrong with it.
It's life. Some guys do that.
It's deceit. Like I said, if we're being honest, like I said, if you're.
Why are you raising your nose? Why are you flaring your nose?
Because like you're trying to do humanitarian.
I'm not trying to do humanitarian, but
you're trying to do Red Cross today.
Okay, so wait, hold on a minute. If you was exercising celibacy, yeah, and you said to your girlfriend, listen, I'm practicing celibacy for my own. I want to cleanse myself. Maybe you something
like my girl just mad happened to the clinic, bro.
Something mad happened to you. Yeah, you just thought, you know what? I think I need to my next calling for the next 2018 is to be celibate for a year. Bear with me. And your girl starts fucking other niggas. You all right with that?
Obviously not.
So what are you talking about? That's what I said.
Again, but this, I'm not saying that's a year number one.
Even if it's two, 3 months.
But marriage is not something like I can't even see where that is. Where's that date?
Yeah, well, you're telling her 2018.
Marriage could be next year, 2 years, 3 years,
yeah,
5 years.
Yeah, you're telling her 2018.
I'm not beating you for 5 years. You want me to hold that?
And wait. Then when you get to be, it's dead.
And it might be dead.
What? She gives neck with teeth. No, she gives neck with teeth.
As you will run back from the honeymoon.
Yeah, but no one's telling you to wait, though. That's my point. You see, the funny thing is, yeah, when girls say, oh, I'm celibate or I'm an abstinent, they're not telling you to stay, you know. They're just saying, this is my situation.
Yeah, but then you can.
A lot of the time, you invite yourself in and think, I can, look at him, can I flip that? So you think, yeah, I got premium banner to flip that. Bruv, let it go. Let it go.
It's true. Leave it.
Just walk away. What's the problem? Walk away. Leave her.
But she might change her mind, though.
Bruv, let her change her mind with the next one. Let her change her mind with the next one.
Beyonce might just legalise, you know what I mean, juicing out of beverage, bruv.
Let her. Yeah. You find out. What I'll do in that situation is you find out she's piping, get back in there. But don't be the one to try to flip that. What? If you want a pipe,
so did he say
relationship? You know why this is funny?
Did he say relationship?
Do you know why this is funny? Just think of a situation that me and what's his name? No, think it was funny because it was like, you go. He's like, you go, bro. So he was like, you go in there, whatever. Then I can slide in off. He's like, no. You do it, bro. Then I can come in for the residual pumps. Because I'm not going to be the man to catch all of the stress. So you do your thing, and it was funny, bro, because I told him, you do whatever when you open the floodgates, you know what I'm saying? I could creep in.
It depends on what you want, innit? If you want a relationship where you actually just want to just have sex with her, then it depends on what you want, innit? Yeah.
It's like a puppet saying, you lying, bitch. You said you're abstinent.
I'm
but that's what I'm saying. Nah, you know what I mean? It's down to deceit, you know what I mean? It's one of those ones where if she's serious about it, leave her alone.
Yeah, just leave
her. Do your thing.
Don't go in there and start fucking up shit, man.
No, jokes aside, leave the girl alone. Simple.
Quickly before we got that, how many minutes? We've got to wrap it up now. Oh, safe.
I said you're an overdraft.
Hit the Snapchat, Taser Black without the K, Instagram Taser Black with the K, same with the Twitter.
Mom, you're not going to introduce us, no?
This is Valentine's Day. No, it's needed. You get me?
It's been loud at everyone. You never forget to introduce us to you.
Instagram, Marvin Abbey. Twitter, Marv Abbey. Snapchat, Marv_Abbey.
And happy Valentine's Day, man.
I hope you don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope you don't
love falling in love with your jerseys as well.